Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Panorama Superintendent Sean Holloway. All right, Sean, so how did the school board meeting go on Monday night?
It was good. You know, action items were approved. Dave Strum, who's a civil engineer from Snyder & Associates, presented some information to the board on our north parking lot project. So if that's approved, we're hoping for summer of 24, but between our secondary building and our bus barn and athletic fields, all of that is gravel, and the proposal is to make that concrete. So that was kind of exciting. It's about $1 million project, again, if approved by the board. So that will be a discussion item and an action item, hopefully, here over the next couple months. That was a positive. 2023-24 certified budget was approved. Overall tax rate will be 12.98. So that's down slightly, I think, from 1302. So our tax rate here at Panorama is very steady, which is one of the goals with our certified budget, to keep tax rate right around that $13 mark. The other thing that we did related to the budget is we passed refinancing of a general obligation loan. So we've been working to prepay the obligation on that debt early, and hoping to have that finalized fiscal year 25 or 26. So that's exciting. That'd be our last general obligation loan that's on our books. We've prepaid that over the last few years as well. Again, that's a strategy. I mean, it's good, right? You know, people understand trying to pay off a car loan early. Essentially, that's what we're trying to do with this loan. And it also helps to keep our tax rate stable, too, being able to do that when we're able to. The board passed second reading of the 200 series and second reading of the 600 series. So we're in the process of going through our board policies this year. We had Iowa School Board Association review them and make suggestions earlier in the year. And so each month, typically the board will review a couple of those. So they pass those to, again, the 200 and 600. I would say those are the main talking points as we get close to the end of the year. Some important dates for our community to think about. We have our last set of secondary parent-teacher conferences on April 26th. Our awards night and baccalaureate for our seniors is May 10th at 6 o'clock. Last day for seniors is May 11th. And our graduation ceremony is Sunday, May 14th at 1 o'clock.
So it sounds like got quite a few things that you needed done in the meeting, and got some exciting stuff coming up as well.
Yeah, very excited. You know, the other thing I may mention is for us this winter and spring, our open enrollment numbers have been really positive. We're plus 15 on the open enrollment for our 23-24 school year. So we're really excited about those numbers and new open enrolled students that are going to be attending Panorama next year.
I was going to see, is it all right if I ask about the bathroom bill that went through the House and Senate?
I mean, I'm definitely not an expert there, but what I would say that, you know, one of the things we always strive to do at Panorama, number one, is follow the law and the code that's set forth by, you know, the legislators. So that's priority number one. Right up there is also making sure all of our students feel safe and comfortable in their environments. So, you know, both of our elementary and our secondary building, we have multiple single stall bathrooms that are available to all of our students that want to use them. And so that's really how we've gone about the new bill that you mentioned.
Okay, so you've had some spots set aside already before the bill that kind of help out with making sure that all the students feel all right and comfortable with going where they need to go.
That is correct, yep.
I can ask you about the preliminary classifications for football next year as well. Those have been out for a little bit. Is that kind of where you thought Panorama might end up in those classifications?
Yeah, we sure did. You know, we knew that our, you know, really over the last 4 years, our largest classes were graduating, you know, so we knew that the next time football districts, you know, were realigned, we expected to be in Class A, and that's where we're at. You know, as we now look at teams in our district, it's kind of interesting to see how a lot of the teams right in our district have followed that same pattern, you know, and quite honestly, I think that's a pattern of rural schools across Iowa, just seeing declining enrollment. You know, 10 years ago, IKM Manning was 2A, South Central Calhoun was 2A, Panorama was 2A, or large 1As. ACGC was the same way when they first started whole grade share, you know, and so it really just becomes that trend for, again, small town rural Iowa schools. To the real battle is student population and enrollment numbers. So, but we like our district. There's obviously some strong teams there, but you know, I think Coach Kozlich feels good about the group he has coming back, and thinks they'll be competitive.
All right, and spring sports have really just kind of gotten underway, but the girls' soccer team and both track teams are doing fairly well. The boys' soccer team not doing too bad either. Is it exciting having all these sports coming back up after a little bit of break in between the winter and spring sports?
Yeah, it sure is, and I tell you, just everybody's attitude perks up a little bit when it's 75, 80 degrees outside, and it makes it awful fun to host those events and watch them, watch the kids compete. So, yeah, the girls' soccer team's been on a nice run here early in the season, and like you mentioned, both track teams are doing a really nice job, and kids are just competing hard, and that's great. Yeah, I'd mention Jaden Sellers has qualified for the Drake Relays, I believe, in two events at least, and so, you know, she's off to another stellar track season as well.
All right, so only a couple meets in and already setting up for the end of the season.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And really, I think that's, you know, kind of the goal of the track coaches. It's maybe a little different than it was, you know, 30 years ago. But, you know, really, you know, they're trying to get their kids to peak at the right time, you know, and, you know, that's towards the end of the season. So it's fun to see kids that are, you know, breaking personal records and those types of things early on. And that shows the growth that they've made over the year.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
All right. I appreciate it.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.